You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, my name is Nick Olmos, and this is Tech in 2 from Wired.
Support for this podcast and the following message comes from TD Ameritrade. TD Ameritrade's learning experience is curated from their vast library of exclusive content and customizes to fit your investing goals and interests. Get started at tdameritrade.com/education.
Biden restricts travel, Moderna reports findings on virus variants, and Google bolsters vaccination efforts. Here's what you should know. President Biden plans to reimpose travel restrictions for non-U.S. citizens trying to enter the country during the pandemic in an attempt to limit the spread of the virus, particularly new variants. Most travelers from the U.K., Ireland, Brazil, and the 26 countries in Europe's Schengen area will be banned starting today, and those from South Africa starting Saturday. Additionally, the CDC has said it will require travelers flying into the U.S. to have negative test results before boarding the plane beginning Tuesday. A new study by Moderna and the Vaccine Research Center at the NIAID has found that its vaccine is effective against the new virus variants from Britain and South Africa. The British variant had no effect on antibody levels, and though the South African mutation did, antibody levels were still high enough to be protective. Because of this, Moderna is developing a version of the vaccine aimed at the South African variant that can also be used as a booster shot a year after people receive their original two doses. And Google announced that it'll open up its facilities to be used as COVID-19 vaccination sites in Los Angeles, the Bay Area, a Seattle suburb, and New York City if that becomes necessary. They'll be partnering with membership-based medical company One Medical, but Google says the sites will be open to anyone eligible for a vaccine, according to state and local guidelines. In addition, vaccine distribution information and vaccination sites will start appearing on Google Search and Maps, and the company will donate $150 million to vaccine education efforts. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech in 2 newsletter at wired.com/TT.